The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com. Back.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Not a bad idea, 855-993-7569. So I did an interview early today about, wasn't about Prayer Day, wasn't about Cinco de Mayo, wasn't about the day after Star Trek Day. May the 4th be with you. Jacob, I love the fact that you put a lisp in there. That's great.
Thanks.
It was about the election and what I thought was going on. And I said, well, it's certainly been an unusual election year. Guess how many, what percentage of registered voters voted in the Democratic primary? Take a guess.
Ooh. What percentage of Democratic
registered
voters? Registered,
yeah,
voters?
For the primaries, you have to be registered as either Democrat or Republican in most states. So guess how many people, what percentage of the registered voters voted in the primaries for this year for the Democrat and Democratic primaries?
50%.
Pardon?
50%.
11.
11%?
Guess how many voted in the Republican? Total registered Republicans.
25%.
Good guess. 17.
Oh,
I mean, think about that. There are people, insane. It's like, you know, our American Spring, right? We have this, one of the most, and that's the highest number of people that since 2008 that vote in the primaries.
That's unbelievable.
Basically, one out of every nine or one out of every about eight, right? I mean, think about that. And the primaries determine what the ticket's going to be,
mm-hmm.
what the slate's going to be. 11% and 17%, and there were huge efforts to get people out to vote. So the interviewer said, well, what did I think the lessons were? And I said, remember the movie Network, which you probably don't remember, but
mm-mm.
Where Peter Firth says, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore. And he said, people should go to their windows and yell that out. Well, I think that's what's happening in the election this year. Is on the one hand, we've got somebody who's probably the most qualified person to have ever run for the office, in that been a state senator, been first lady, which is probably a better position to observe what's going on than vice president, and secretary of state, which means that's a huge perspective on foreign affairs. So as opposed to somebody who's never been in elected office and only one run for office once before, and that was for president. And I mean, it's just, but the only person who has a higher disapproval rating than Hillary is Donald Trump. And we're going to have an election where people are going to be known by their first names. I don't think when Bill Clinton, or when Clinton ran, or we refer to him as Clinton, right? Or when Bush ran, we've got Hillary and the Donald, right?
Yeah.
So it's like Madonna and Elvis or something. I mean, it's just, it's just an extraordinary year. And he said, well, what do you think is going on? And he also wanted to talk about the riots at one of the Trump rallies. And I said, I think all of it is people saying we just don't want a government that's bought and paid for, that lines their own pockets, doesn't care about the electorate. And we're really mad. We really want something different. And I think to a certain extent, that's going to be Hillary's main problem, is that she is qualified. And people are saying we just don't want business as usual. We're not going to put up with it anymore. So it's an interesting time. There's also, because I'm going to review movies in this segment as well, that there was, for the first time apparently in the history of the United States, California voters, and California tends to be a harbinger of what goes on. They're, what is California doing something today? Oh, they've got 600,000 people signed a petition to legalize pot, right, in California. All right, different issue. But California, a couple of years ago, I think in the 90s, passed a three strikes and you're out law that said on your third conviction for any offense that you'd be sent 25 years to life. and which was the harshest sentencing set ever. And when I was in California working on the air, I actually did a thing about parole and whatever, and it turns out that there are very limited options that a parole board has. They really are very constricted about what they can do. But so there were people serving, they're almost always of color, and they're almost always poor, and they were serving 25 years to life where one of them sold $5 worth of marijuana. One of them was 19 years old and snatched a purse. So, I mean, it's certainly wrong, wrongdoing, and certainly should have been punished, but 25 to life, if nothing else, it overtaxed the system. So in 2012, and you can either view this as wise economic policy, or I would like to view it as slightly more humanistic, of California voters for the first time in the history of the United States voted to overturn a law, not that that isn't the first time, but to lessen prison sentences. So what they did was a review, and they thought it would be maybe, it wasn't 10 people, it wasn't 100 people, it was tens of thousands of people to whom this applied. So the system just got overwhelmed. And the idea was that they would be put out, if depending on what the initial offense was and how they behaved in prison, that a lot of people were just let out of prison, which less taxing to the system. But and the judge had some jurisdiction about being able to determine whether or not they were going to be a threat to society. But if they were incarcerated because of this incredibly draconian law that didn't look at all about what the crime was, just third crime, no matter what you did, 25 to life, mandatory. So, but for me, sort of hearing about that was a statement of increased sensitivity on people's part. So, and to a certain extent, I would argue that the fuss that this election has caused is the other side of that coin, is a statement that says we have power, that we are not a third world country. Although it does bother me that, I'm a registered independent, so I couldn't have voted, but I told a story, I think, of talking with I mentioned yesterday that a friend of mine was on election day, said, well, I don't know, I'm going to vote. And I said, do you have to vote? And he said, don't you want to know who I'd vote for? And I said, no, but you got to vote. This is going to be an important year and an important state. And I ran into him a couple of days ago. I said, I promised you, I did it. And so I suppose because I couldn't, I vote in elections. I don't think I've ever missed an election, but I can't vote in the primaries because I'm registered independent, which doesn't stop both sides from soliciting me for money, but nevertheless. I'd like to think that people... That violence, I don't think, is ever the answer, and it's troublesome that in America that we feel that we can disagree by being violent, throwing things, and dropping the F-bomb. But as I said, if network were made today, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not. I won't send it any longer. I think the F-bomb probably would have been used. I think at the time, the word saying hell in a movie was considered somewhat outrageous, and especially on television, because that was the idea, is there was a TV anchorman. But that there is something we can do, and we do have a country that we every 4 years have an opportunity to change things, or maybe every 2 years in an off-year election. But it doesn't have to be by yelling and screaming and dropping the F-bomb. the interviewer this morning said, did I think that the people who were responsible for the violence at the rally were registered to vote? I said, I don't know, but if I were running either the Republican or the Democratic and get out the vote, I would be there with little tables and giving away beer or something in plastic bottles, in the same way the little Girl Scout had set up her cookies stand across the street from medical marijuana store. You know, you go where the people are. So, anyway, 855-993-7569. Another story that suggests that we may be being nicer people than we've been in the past. Colorado Springs agrees to stop jailing people too poor to pay court fines. The U.S. government, the North Carolina LGBT law violates civil rights. And I don't know how I feel about this. The latest, California raises the legal age to buy tobacco to 21. I don't know that that's going to stop anything, but maybe. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I guess the only news story that really is, here's another one about citizens deciding to do the right thing. Sort of. L.A. deputy suspected of drinking too much disarmed by Sacramento residents. I don't know if I'd want to be there when that happened, right? Kind of scary kind of thing. But the scariest story, I think, of the week, or the day, actually, or maybe even of the week, is that research says Did you look at this one about what percentage of former NFL players have brain damage? Don't look if you haven't looked. Take a guess.
25%.
40.
Oh. Wow.
43% have what we call objective evidence on advanced neuroimaging of traumatic brain injury. And, you know, we asked a couple of months ago when this first started coming out and when the movie Concussion came out of whether we thought that football as we knew it would still exist, because I don't think it will. But given the response of people, there's just so much money involved. I mean, think about this. They're saying all of the participants had played for at least 7 years. 50% showed serious issues with executive function like problem solving and attention. I mean, we're not talking about a little tremor. We're talking about your brain. 45% had trouble with memory and learning, and these were relatively young men. Damage was evident in the brain's white matter. So, I mean, that's a really scary thing. The longer you play, the more likely to show signs. Subconcussive impacts have a cumulative effect over time. What's happening, the body is being thrown, the brain is being jolted, and the brain's sustaining an impact we're not documenting at the time. Now, think about this, that almost all the players who are playing in the NFL played in college, played in high school, probably played in junior high school. I mean, it's a very scary thing. So, and the idea being that one brain injury is not exactly the same as another. So you can have somebody, I sort of knew this when I was at the hospital, is that, because I was interested in neurology, if you're a psychologist and you already have a PhD before you go to medical school, then that's an obvious thing to be interested in. So, and so I was at a lot of surgeries, and I was at a lot of postmortems, and I looked at a lot of brain scans, and I had seen people that pre-surgery or pre-autopsy showed very, when they were still alive, showed very little damage, and at autopsy had hugely damaged brains. And the opposite was also true of people who were profoundly affected in terms of behavior or memory or emotions, and on brain scan saw hardly anything at all. So an injury is not an injury. They don't translate as niftily as some other kinds of things. So anyway, 855-993-7569. So I thought we'd look so I don't depress the daylights out of everybody today, because it is National Prayer Day and Day of Reason. I was doing my part for the reason. You guys can help out with the prayer. I thought we'd look at, people have used the word funky around here to talk about the weather, which has just been cold and rainy and overcast for days. And so the newspaper, a fairly well-known newspaper, talked about the funky weather. So I said, okay, funky meant something completely different in the sort of hip community, in the African-American community, in the music community. So I said, can you think of examples with words with alternative meanings? So let's see what people came up with.
Alrighty.
I can think of, can you think of any before we go to the Facebook folk?
With multiple meanings.
I can tell you one that I learned as a teenager, which is making out. It made something completely different to my folks than it did to me. Hooking up means something completely different to younger kids than it does to their parents.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
How about fat?
Fat,
like, there's a lot of those where it's like sick or tight.
Yeah, yeah. Or, those are both good. Fat, sick. there was another one that, not cool. There was a negative, the bomb.
Oh, yeah, the bomb.
Yeah, was something terrible. If you were born, you know, before 1960, afterwards it means something kind of cool.
Yep.
All right, so let's see what other people can come up with.
All right.
What you got for funky?
So, let's see. Donna says, troop. It used to mean a group of soldiers. Now it just means one soldier.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'll tell you one, though. Posse. which I guess basically has always meant the same thing. It was a group. But a posse referred to the sheriff deputizing citizens to go in and act as law enforcement. And now posse just means your group. So I guess technically it's more or less the same thing in that it means a group, but it certainly evolved into a somewhat different meaning. All right, what else? Troop. Like trooping along behind somebody?
Maybe.
The difference between a gerund and a noun, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever heard somebody other than trooping around. That would be one to see if you can explain it better if you're listening. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Fifi says the word special.
Yeah. Special needs, like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And then the what was the from Saturday Night Live of "You're So Special" was kind of sarcastic. That's a really good example. Okay.
Debbie says normal.
I don't know. What are the other meanings of normal?
Alternate meanings of normal.
I don't know what. I can only think. That one eludes me.
Maybe if she's saying, like, somebody would say, yeah, he's not normal, like he's crazy or something.
Yeah, but not normal means not normal.
Right. So that is kind of the meaning.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure. Darren says a certain type of attitude or style. I'm not sure what he means by that.
I think he's talking about funky. I think he's referring back to funky.
Oh, right.
As much as I can figure out.
Right, nope.
See, this is like charades with you guys sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what you could possibly be alluding to.
Yeah. He's saying that's a meaning of funky, yeah.
Well, yeah, and it did. I mean, and getting on the funk, it also had sexual connotations at some point. But I think that isn't what the weather guy was referring to. I think he was referring to crappy, lousy, awful, upsetting, not happy, disgusting. How many more adjectives or adverbs should I come up with? All right, keep going. It's been really awful weather.
Timothea right. says wicked.
Wicked. Excellent example.
And Sam says kicks, meaning sneakers.
Good idea. That's a good one. Very well done, all of you. Most of you. All right, how about some movies when we come back? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Finally, something that's going to knock Jungle Book off the number one spot, which it's been in for the last 4 weeks. Captain America Civil War is going to do it. Just you wait. As I mentioned before, well, let me tell you a little bit about the movie before we start. First of all, it is long. It is 2 hours and 26 minutes. So that's 147 minutes. And just as Batman versus Superman told you a lot about the plot and had similar kinds of motifs in that you've got superheroes who are opposing each other. So the first question is, why are the good guys opposing each other? The second is that the plot of the movie really dealt with the notion of collateral damage when superheroes come in and knock over buildings to get to good guys or tear up streets or that people are hurt and killed and that these are good guys doing it, but the people are just as dead. And that was the plot of Batman versus Superman. It's a similar plot to Captain America. And for me, you know, I was talking earlier about the fact that, admittedly, I believe in the 2-3 and the Easter Bunny, but I really do see human beings as evolving, as becoming slightly more humanistic and caring. And you have to remember that comic books, when they began, were very political. And then they, I would say, devolved into just kind of 10-year-old boy entertainment. With lots of silly things going on. And they've now, as far as I'm concerned, come back into the political arena in that they're suggesting those two major motifs that even with the best intentions, you can create some chaos, number one. And number two, that perfectly good people who are heroic can disagree. And sincerely so. All right, so here's, and so it, the title tells you all. All right, so we've got Chris Evans as Captain America. We've got Black Panther and Spider-Man being introduced. And we've got Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Scarlett Johansson is back as Natasha. And if you look at the poster, it tells you a lot that we're going to have guys who have been allies before teeing off against each other. And we'll... I mean, it's sort of a great step forward in out of silliness into thoughtful contemplation of the responsibility that people have. And hopefully adults will think about it, and future adults, because they're going to the movies, because it's fun. Someone said they thought it was the best superhero story of all time. So it certainly got enough characters in it, and it goes on for long enough. The first hour, I thought was a little hard to understand, to be quite honest, just things blowing up. And then it gets down to the nitty-gritty of what's our responsibility in all this, gang. And there's a disagreement. And one of the heartbreaking lines, which I'm not going to tell you very much because I certainly don't want to wreck the plot for you, is one of the characters said to someone else, "He's my friend," and the other character said, "But I thought you were, you. I thought I was your friend," and the other character said, "You were." Okay, so it'll be the big movie, and justifiably so. And don't I see what the rating is? It's PG-13. Yeah, young kids, too violent. But your 10-year-old will love it, even though I know 13 is not 10. So go with a parent. A bigger splash is the absolute opposite of the syndrome. A famous rock star who is played by Tilda Swinton, who plays a David Bowie like nearly androgynous rock star, is disrupted by the unexpected visit of an old friend and his daughter. Well, the old friend was like a friend in the European sense. This has got Tilda Swinton, Matthias Schoenaerts, who's terrific as her boyfriend. There's a huge amount of nudity in this and seriously good bodies. Dakota Johnson, who's not one of my favorite actors, but it's kind of a pivotal role here as the daughter, the 22-year-old daughter, allegedly, that Ralph Fiennes just discovered he had. But Ralph Fiennes is really the revelation in this. We think of him as this very sophisticated Brit, right, who sort of does all the Shakespeare and stuff. Well, this one, he does full frontal, he prances around, he's having the time of his life, and he's absolutely adorable. There's a lot of nudity, a lot of sex, great clothes. I thought this was a really fun movie. Elstree is perfect for it to come out this week. It's a whole bunch of the extras and actors on the on episode 4, A New Hope, the Star Wars movie. They range greatly in skill level, in age, in physical beauty. Most of them were in costumes, and how this changed their life. It's really kind of cute that the idea being that they had no idea what they were walking into, and as they point out, they have their very own action figure, most of them. So this is, if you love movies, especially if you love Star Wars, this is kind of a behind-the-scenes, going to make you feel like you really know what's going on. Dark Horse is a charming documentary inspired by a true story, and we actually are going to talk with one of the people in the documentary, in It's Broken, Let's Fix It, of a group of working class people who decide to take on the sport of kings, which is horse racing in Wales, and breed themselves a racehorse. And as Americans, we love, first of all, we love anything with a British accent. And second of all, we love anything with horses. And Dark Horse, the horse's name is not Dark Horse. The horse's name is Dream. I think Dream or Dreams. Can't remember if it's single or plural. So this one has some ups and downs in it. It's not Seabiscuit, but it's, you know, it's a story about deciding that no one's going to tell you what your limits are. No one's going to tell you as a horse. No one's going to tell you as a woman. No one's going to tell you as a working class person. Nobody's going to tell you as a barmaid. It's a really fascinating story about what people get determined what they're going to do. And it'll do well, and your kids will love it. So I think that's... There was one other movie, but I can't find what it is, so there we go. All right, so Dark Horse, you'll get a kick out of, and you can certainly take your kids to it. It's PG, but you know, you'll get a kick out of it. Elstree, for those of you who love Star Wars, because Star Wars is with the Leonard Nimoy, Loving Spock is out, and with this month, May the 4th be with you, as Jacob points out, with a lisp. I suppose we should call this Elf 3. But this is really fun of hearing the sort of the backstage story. A Bigger Splash is just a delight. This is not for kids. This is rated R. So your kids are probably going to be dying to see it. But it's really smart and it's sexy. And it's a very European take on sort of how grown-ups behave with each other and the part that sex, drug, rock and roll, I guess, plays. And Tilda Swinton, everybody wanders around in the All Together in this one. So, and of course, Captain America: Civil War, which will be the number one movie, and it'll make scads of money. And some people didn't like it. They said that it was sort of boring or whatever. And I thought it wasn't. It's just I thought apparently some of my colleagues are not as fond of the epistemological basis of movies as I am. I mean, I think that once you see a really good movie that has something to say and is also entertaining, it really raises the bar for what you're willing to watch and spend your time with. And I think this one does a very good job of being both entertaining and thought-provoking at the same time. So there we go. This is described as a psychological thriller by Anthony and Joe Russo, who are the brothers who directed it. They said that Brian De Palma was, and the classic Seven was their inspiration. Remember that one? Hopefully nobody gets a head in a box. But I'm not going to tell you what happens in this one. Okay, but Paul Bettany is in it. Elizabeth Olsen is in it. I mean, everybody's in it. I'm not going to tell you everybody who's in it because it's kind of fun to watch them pop up. But this will undoubtedly be the number one movie of the week. So are you... Jacob, none of my boys go to the theater first round. They all wait till it comes out on DVD at best.
Yeah, that's usually what I do.
Just busy.
I'd like to go to more movies, I guess. Yeah, I'm honestly probably just busy. I never really think of it.
You don't do Saturday night date nights?
I work usually on Saturday night.
Saturday night? Oh, dear.
Yeah,
well,
that's
right.
A bummer.
Well, all right. Alright, I'm trying to think. There was one other movie that was coming out. Oh, Rabin in His Own Words is terrific. If you care at all about Yitzhak Rabin, a very interesting man in an interesting time. Alright, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay. All right, Jake, what do we got here?
All right, so I know you don't like to get too political, but I thought this...
Okay, here's where you get me in serious trouble. All right, go ahead.
I thought this kind of related to our email earlier, so it was interesting to me. Brittany wanted to know... She wanted some help understanding liberal and conservative values better. the priorities, ideologies, propensities, and methods, and how these groups were kind of manipulated or divided, and how to coexist with those people without violence and those sort of things.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's start at the top. It's very interesting because I think it was Bill Clinton I heard give a lecture once about the change about the Republican Party was initially when the country began was the more liberal of the two, and the Democrats were the more conservative. And I think following the Civil War is when that kind of changed around, and Democrats became the party of the slavery of the African Americans who were liberated, and so it changed. It was a very interesting lecture, but you don't care so much about the history of it as what's going on now. I think traditionally the Democratic Party has been viewed as more liberal in terms of more focused on social services, human services, thinking that the government is the great leveling agent between the rich and the poor, and that I would hope that Democrats would feel the same way about it, that the one of the fallouts from that philosophy is big government, that if you use the government to deal with that discrepancy, then the government has a lot of power, it gets involved in a lot of things, and as a result tends to get fairly large and have a huge budget. Republicans, which have at least in recent past been viewed as a more conservative party, tend to think that less government is better, that we really should be a marketplace economy, and that the marketplace determines that what's going on, and that to a certain extent the marketplace is a meritocracy, so that there's no need for the government to try and level the playing field, because the playing field isn't level, shouldn't be level, and there's no reason for it to be level, that people who work hard will make more money and will have more because they work harder, that this is a land of opportunity, and therefore the government should not act as a leveling agent. So they are in favor of big business. They are in favor of small government. I'm trying to think what other... that historic, or at least in the recent past, that the Republican Party has been more conservatively based in terms of family values that are historic, more religious-based, more fundamentally religious-based. I'm trying to think if there are any other distinctions that come to mind that are both fair and accurate. Now, in terms of where the clash comes, for example, let's just use quota systems for admission into universities. In theory, Democrats would be in favor of that because they're saying, well, we have to deal with leveling historical inequities. And Republicans, in theory, would say no, that it's a meritocracy, that over time this will work out, that people who are smart and hardworking will achieve, and they don't need any government help to do that, because that the government help is really ignores the fact that we're a democracy and that we're in marketplace economy and that we're a meritocracy. That the Democrats, in theory, have been less willing to give money to the military-industrial complex. The Republicans, in theory, feel that a strong armed forces is a deterrent. I'm just trying to think. And you can see, historically, at least for the last, let's say, 50 years since Eisenhower, which is longer than that, that's what, about 70 years, that Democrats and Republicans really had these pretty traditional roles, but they could actually discuss things with one another, and they would get together and find compromises so that, okay, I'll fund your armed services bill if you'll fund my federal housing bill. And in the last, I don't know, maybe decade or so, all ability to compromise seems to have completely evaporated. The idea being that if one party proposes it, even if it makes sense to you and even helps your party, that you're going to go against it, because when it comes to election time, you want to be able to say, well, I stood up against those filled in the blank. So the antagonistic model for government has become the dominant model, and so the differences become not something that enlarges or enriches the discussion or leads to better compromise, but a war ground. So no matter what you propose, I'm going to be against it, and I'm not going to look for a compromise, that everything is a battle to the death. And there, it's a zero-sum game. If I win, you lose. If you win, I lose. Which is a not a profitable way of problem solving. It's certainly not a profitable way to run a government. And unfortunately, it's then exacerbated by huge sums of money from lobbyists on both sides of the equation that have only their own pockets that they're concerned with. And I think that discrepancy, it's not that the difference between Democrats and Republicans is onerous. It's the attitude that's onerous and leading us to this kind of paralysis of government where very little gets done. Everything is antagonistic. One party is perfectly willing to bring the government to its knees just to prove how powerful they are. And so I think as a result, you're getting this kind of election where you're getting people saying, this government is broken. It's not, you know, we need to do something to fix it. And so the Republican Party, I personally believe very strongly in a two-party system. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Republican Party because of this election. You've got somebody who essentially has said, not essentially, he said, I don't have any ties to this group of people. So I don't know what's going to happen. Although I guess what I would do is take the Bill Clinton point of view, which I think is the historical point of view that says this is a country that's always evolving, that all we knew in 1776 is we didn't want to be British anymore and we all liked George Washington. And after Washington had served his terms, what we decided was we still didn't want to be British. We were now on our own, and we now didn't know what to do because we had this great president and we were no longer British, but what do we do now? And then we decided that we either had to be a republic or a union, and then we had the Civil War. So I think in some ways it's very likely that history is going to look back on this particular time and say this is when America changed, and hopefully it's changing in a positive way. But what we are is we're always changing, so keep our fingers crossed and make sure you vote. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.